Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Bleach Boys. It's been more than a month since the anime has ended by the time this comes out. Everybody. And we're talking, what can you watch to fill the void of Bleach Thousand Year Blood War? What is an anime that you would like if you love Bleach Thousand Year Blood War? You love Bleach, the original anime. What is something that you can use that as a basis and check out? So we all came prepared with at least five. All right, we'll see how far we get into this. And we'll start from basic. We'll throw a little oddballs in there and we'll go from there. As always, Jose, Pythes are joining me today. We're going to kick it off with Jose's first recommendation, actually. And these are all, we've all watched Bleach. We grew up watching Bleach. We've read Bleach. So we know Bleach. And this is what we think you would like if Bleach is your favorite, or if Bleach is one of the first ones you watch and you want to go somewhere else. Go ahead, Jose, kick us off.
All right. So for the first one, I went really basic and literally did Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yep.
Okay.
100%.
So, yes. Now, I will say, this is going to get a lot of hate. Not seen the full Yu Yu Hakusho. I've seen a couple of episodes on Adult Swim here and there. I tried to watch it, like, probably right before I moved into this new house, probably like 2 or 3 years ago. I tried to watch it. The beginning was just a little fucking slow. And I know it gets good in, and it's got what is commonly referred to as the best tournament arc of all time.
That's right here in my notes. I said what is probably the best tournament arc.
That is also in my notes.
Yes. And when I asked the people at home, when I said, hey, like, if you guys like Bleach, what are you guys watching? Like, what's your go-to? Like, if someone is a Bleach fanatic, I would say 50% of the answers we got was Yu Yu Hakusho.
It's just, to me, it's iconic. I mean, you got a little bit of that whole Soul Society separation and stuff like that. And, like, even the first episode, you meet this delinquent kid, does something he's not supposed to do, or at least not what they would think he would do by saving a little kid. Dies, they don't have a spot for him. They're like, hey, here's an ordeal, pass this, become spirit detective.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, it kicks off from there. I was pretty happy with it, but I think the reason why I like it so much is basically, like, you get a cool cast of characters. He befriends some demons. It reminds me a bit of Ichigo, being like, hey, you know, Grimmjow, or like Nell.
Yeah
all of that stuff. It's just a lot of fun. It's super basic, but again, the tournament arc in this is fantastic. And as a kid, I went from watching it on Toonami, and then it just cuts off real hard by the time we end the Dark Tournament.
Yep.
And I didn't get any resolution until I was in college, and I was like, well, fuck, I'm going to find a way to watch all
those
of this.
Those are the episodes that I've seen. I would say I could feel pretty confident I've seen probably 3/4 of the Dark Tournament I've seen just from watching on, like, Toonami or Adult Swim, wherever it would air at. Anything outside of that, no fucking clue. No idea.
I hate to go with the crowd, but it is the best tournament in anime.
Hate to follow with everybody else. And I know it's got a great cast of characters as well. And I've also seen multiple times people say the dub for it is probably
the
better
dub
than
is
the sub
so
for it.
Good. Mm-hmm. I've watched both now. I still go back to the dub, and I don't know if it's a nostalgic thing, but they did the voices really well. The song, they kept the song, and they just changed the lyrics. I was like, fuck, man, this is so good.
Yeah, one person was saying that, I guess, their favorite part of the dub, I think I saved this comment later, so I'll give you a shout out, is the main Yusuke voice actor for the dub.
Yeah.
Like, nails it.
He's
like
so
perfect.
Good. He spends a lot of time screaming, and, you know, we love Dragon Ball Z and all the Dragon Ball series. Boy screams a lot.
Yep. And is it Kuwabara or Kurabara with the R?
Kuwabara.
That's Vegeta's voice actor, correct?
Chris Sabat.
Yep. Yeah.
Yusuke's
Justin Cook.
What would we know him from? Do you know?
No clue.
Okay.
And then I also wrote down, I'm like, if you like this, you'll obviously like Hunter Hunter because he's the same author.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And a crazy fun little fact is that he's married to the Sailor Moon author.
Yes.
Which is even crazier.
Fucking rich couple.
What a power
couple. Power famous, like, oh, crazy.
I mean, he's like a weird, gross bug man, but Sailor Moon author's cool.
Damn. Yeah.
All right. I didn't know we were going to attack him like that. What the fuck?
You know, we'll go into that trivia maybe some other time, because holy shit. Remember that part in Greed Island where Gon gets to the end and he finds that man in that room full of trash?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's modeled after the author's room.
No.
It's for real. You can look that up.
Love that.
Love it. Love it.
Like I think I love Yu Yu Hakusho just because of the cast and specifically Yusuke.
Yeah.
He's that guy. He does not take shit from anybody.
He's just so fucking cool. And again, his voice actor does a lot of work for him.
Which is also that kind of don't take shit from anybody, very reminiscent of early Ichigo.
Yeah, like, exactly.
First arc Ichigo.
Mm-hmm. There's Yusuke dialogue that's been burned into my mind since I watched it on late night Adult Swim back in like late 90s, early 2000s, where he's fighting Hiei for the first time, and Hiei's up on some crates, and Yusuke just yells, "Hiei, get down here so I can kick your ass."
Yeah. I do love his dialogue. Like, it's just fantastic.
Also, Hiei is just cool Toshiro.
Yeah, black-haired Toshiro.
Dragon of the Darkness Flame.
Dude, I remember seeing that during the Dark Tournament, and then when Yusuke, spoilers, when he inherits, the Spirit Wave, I think?
Oh, dude, the spirit
from Genkai.
The spirit gun.
The spirit gun is sick. Cool. Just in general,
spirit Genkai is, I think, my favorite old person like mentor in anything.
Whoa, for reals? More than Master Roshi?
I'm not a fan of pervert characters.
Okay. Immediately gets real.
Yeah. Mm. So no Jiraiya then.
Jiraiya gets a pass.
Damn. Immediately to be a hypocrite by these Jesus.
Try and get to pass.
Jose,
I think
named one character. Fuck.
You guys got anything else, or do we?
No. No. Now, was that one of the ones off of your list, Pythies?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then let me go, and then we'll go back to Jose, so that way we'll all have the same number. All right. Yeah, so I'll give my basic one. You guys already knew I put it on here. I told you guys way in advance I called dibs. Jujutsu Kaisen.
So
okay.
Good.
Yep.
Now, one of the comments that we got as well was the only two, like, if you knew nothing else about this person liking Bleach, the only thing you knew, they like Bleach. You don't know what parts about it they like. You don't know anything else. The only two answers that you could give would be Yu Yu Hakusho and Bleach. Yu Yu Hakusho, they said, because Tite Kubo has said they took a lot of inspiration from Yu Yu Hakusho himself. And Jujutsu Kaisen for the opposite, where Jujutsu Kaisen took a lot of inspiration from Bleach. And fact as well, which we talked about before, the authors are fucking best friends in real life. Like, they hang out all the time. They talk.
I thought that was super cool.
They've done interviews before. So actually, if you're watching the video, little treat for you guys, our wallpaper on this one is actually Grimmie drawn by the Jujutsu Kaisen author. So they've exchanged drawings before of each other's characters. There's another one that he did of Mayuri as well.
Oh, he did one like that too? Yes. Just like Horikoshi.
Yeah. So, I mean, and in terms, Jujutsu Kaisen is so popular right now, but in a world where you're not watching it, it still deals with a lot of the spirit world curse aspect of it. Itadori is just that fucking, just like strong main character like Ichigo was, where he's just like, why the fuck is he so strong?
He's just a 15-year-old that's buff.
Yeah, he just punches shit, and he gets thrust into a new world, which is the same thing with the fucking Soul Reapers, the spirit world, and then from there, you know, he forms his little group, and we have Gojo, who's a nice, cool... Although there's not really, I guess Gojo would be more of an Urahara character.
Urahara Kakashi.
Yeah. So it's got the same focus on that supernatural kind of area, where I think a lot of the things that we recommend today, you'll see, has a lot to do with that, because that's just an easy starting ground. And then there's a lot of that same world building with the Soul Society and the world of the Jujutsu Sorcerer and the rankings and all that stuff. It has some of the best choreographed fights I've ever seen. So I highly recommend, if you like some of the fights, here's an easy one. If you like the Findor fight versus Shuhei,
that's such a good fight.
If that is like a highlight for you, and you're like, man, I wish Bleach had more fights like those, go straight to Jujutsu Kaisen. Just immediately. The choreographed fights in those are incredible. They do get laughed at a lot, because a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen fights are jumpings, like fucking gangbangs.
Yeah,
so,
they are, but they're fucking
they're
intense.
Incredible, really well done. definitely check it out if you're some weird person that has not seen Jujutsu Kaisen.
I cannot stress enough how impressive the jumps are. I'm thinking back to all the old school anime we've watched, you know, even like Mobile Fighter G Gundam, Dragon Ball. They don't 2v1 anybody. It's honor. You got to fuck. They're just like, no, no, no. We jump this man.
No, it takes me back to season one when it's Yuji and Toto fighting. Yep. That blew my mind when
and
I watched it.
And it's just like a classic kind of like, he is way stronger than us. Let's jump him. Yeah, and it's like, just hey, like, just no remorse. Go. Like, we're going to, which is what you would do in a normal circumstance when it's not an anime. So it's perfect.
This reminds me of I was teaching one of my friends how to play Dark Souls. He could not beat a certain enemy. And his strategy was, well, if I just go through this door the enemy can't fit through, I can stab him with a spear. And I was like, yeah, do it. The enemy's stronger than you, so fucking cheat.
Whatever you can.
Use everything at your arsenal.
Did you win? It doesn't matter how. Poison him.
Yep. And that is a lot of the same themes that you will see in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Exactly. They're like, I also love the lightheartedness of it, too. Like, there's little bits of it where it's just like, what is it? The girl that really likes Itadori, and they're like, yeah. Oh, let me call him. He might not remember her.
And they have a couple of episodes that they're not fillers because they were in the manga, but they come off as that same sort of comedy that you would get from some filler episodes. Really, really good. No, this is not a spoiler at all if you haven't seen it, but they play a baseball game at one point.
I fucking hilarious. Love that. That's
it's
like
an incredible
the end of
episode.
Season.
Yes. So check it out.
Nice pitch.
I can give that an extra boost. I was not vibing with the flashback arc at the beginning of season two. Soon as we get back to the non-flashback shit, it's that weird gotta call Itadori kind of date thing. And I was all the way in. Yep. I love the cast of care. If you really like the hollow Ichigo kind of thing, Itadori and Sakuna are Sakuna's way more of a menace.
Yep. Yeah, that is a great shout. That's completely a great agree correlation, with that. Pythies. That is really good. And yeah, that's as much as we want to say without spoiling it, because I think Jujutsu Kaisen, if you've dodged it, is best enjoyed if you can kind of avoid the spoilers. So definitely give it a look.
If you can binge it too, it's just fantastic. If you could avoid any spoilers and then watch the whole thing, fantastic.
I'm doing that. I'm like 7 episodes in of season 2, and I'm just going to wait till it's done.
Yeah.
And I haven't read the manga. I haven't read the manga, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Gets lit. That's all I'm going to say.
Sam has told me that this Shinjuku thing is about to go crazy.
Shibuya,
yeah.
Shibuya, whatever. I'm excited. I gotta wait till it's done. It looks great. So
you'll enjoy it so much if you binge it. Yeah. It'll be incredible. Okay, Jose, you want to hit us with the second one? So we're skipping Pythies for now because he also had UU on there. So we'll head right over.
I hope none of you guys put this one, but I put Black Clover.
No, I did not. One of the most commented ones though from everybody else. Okay, A lot of people said Black Clover.
I love Black Clover. See, it was hard for me to watch it, you know, like originally because I didn't like Asta's voice and his yelling.
Oh, yeah. I hated Asta's voice when I started it.
I got around it after like episode 10 or so, and I was like, okay, it's cool. But it reminds me of Bleach a little bit. Everyone has grimoires. I think that's
the squads, the Magic Knights.
The Magic Knights, the squads. And then he also has a devil in his thing. So it's like, if you like that and you really want to continue with that, go to Black Clover. It's got amazing fights. It does get better animation-wise as it progresses.
Yeah, and excuse me, and to chime in further on the voice, it's going to be a fucking slog when you start. I remember when I first started Black Clover, I was like, holy shit, I hate Asta. I cannot stand him. He is the worst part of this show. That being said, if you can endeavor and push through, you will love it. Black Clover is really, really good. It's classic shonen.
100%.
You'll have a good time all the way through, and Black Clover, the author whose name I think is Tabata,
Yuki Tabata or Tabata.
There you go. He gets a lot of credit as well for treating his women character really well, or treating them with the same lot of respect that you kind of only see with Tite Kubo.
He gives them really good powers. I mean, they have good storylines. Vanessa's a really cool character. I mean, the Queen of Hearts, all that other stuff you find out later on. It's just really well done. That first arc when you'll know if you end up going and watching it. It's just fantastic.
And they have one of the most badass females ever in there, which is kind of the Yodoichi. So,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very, very true.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Black Clover is an easy slam dunk.
I will ask this to somebody who has not experienced Black Clover ever except through Jump Force.
Okay.
Oh.
When does it get good, and should I just read the manga?
So I have, I think, a relatively good answer, and I don't know what this episode is, but I remember this. And unfortunately, it's like episode 15.
I know exactly what you're talking about because that's what hooked me right there.
Yeah, and that's a lot to get. So, because I'm going through the same thing right now. Hopefully nobody put this on their fucking list. Vinland Saga, I'm watching right now. And that has been raved about it being really, really good. I am eight episodes into it. I don't like anybody in this show. Not a single fucking person. I'm done. I'm not watching anymore. Because you think about it, a season of anime is 12, 13 episodes.
Yeah.
You know, 15 episodes to commit to something. Give it a taste. I think I would not put it against you if you want to, like, hey, check out a fight later. And then you know this. You know it gets quality later. But just the setup, and it's more adjusting to Asta as a character,
yeah,
which is the biggest barrier.
He rubs off on you really well, though. He reminds me a bit of a young Naruto, like the loud part of him.
Totally.
But at the same time, he's kind of endearing. And then as he finds his place and he finds his crew, you kind of start to warm up to him. And then they hit you with what I call the dungeon arc.
Yeah. And it's a bit more similar as if to Bleach, if Ichigo went to the Soul Society and then joined a squad.
Yeah.
That is kind of like the story that you would be getting from Black Clover.
I guess that kind of makes sense. Let's be honest. The first arc of Bleach just drags.
Yeah.
So it seems to be a thing in Shonen for whatever reason.
It happens. But then we also get that play where it's like, you know, if you watched My Hero first, you're relating it to Deku, where he has no powers and then gets powers. Well, in this case, Asta gets a grimoire with five clovers, which is said to have a devil in it.
It takes like 7 or 8 volumes until Ichigo gets to Soul Society.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it you can see it in both, but it shouldn't be a thing in 2023, but Black Clover does still have that barrier.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and when it comes back, it's going to be even fucking crazier.
Okay, so I guess off podcast, you will tell me what episode to start at. Okay. And then when that is in the manga.
Okay. Yeah, done. Mm-hmm. With the manga, you'd probably blitz through to that spot.
Yeah.
Real quick, so,
oh, my God. Yeah. Probably in like 2-3 volumes.
I'm a fast reader.
Yeah. Well, Black Clover is very well known for also not having a lot of dialogue. So,
yeah.
You'll zoom through there. All right. Pythes, you want to go to your next one?
I'm surprised no one said this one yet. Soul Eater.
I will tell you why I haven't said this one.
We'll wait for Sam, but I'll tell you. You go ahead, and then I'll tell you what I think of Soul Eater.
Soul Eater has a super kind of weird, dark, funky, Bleach-esque vibe. Sam has given me the fucking eye. I guess you don't like it, you fucking weirdo. See,
my thing with this one is it took so long to get good. Like, it felt like it dragged out a lot. And then once it got good, I was like, okay. I don't hate it. I do enjoy it and I like it. But then I went back and read the manga and I was like, damn, they should have done this instead.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll shit on Sam when he talks about Vinland Saga because I love that shit. they have the whole thing with the living weapons, kind of like the Zanpakuto. I like the version of the madness they have, which is kind of similar to Hollow Ichigo, but it's really weird and different. The music is crazy. Animation's good.
That intro song, the first intro song is so good.
I think the first intro is the best one, but they're all pretty good. And just the way the world looks, like the sun in the sky that's always laughing and the moon that's dripping blood. Very cool.
It's very stylized, and I appreciate that. I'm a huge fan of the artwork in anime, so definitely appreciate that.
I decided I was going to rewatch it just because I hadn't seen it in so long. And like, even just episode one, the scythe moves Mako do, and I'm going really weird.
Yeah.
It was hard. I loved it.
The only thing is I love-hate Black Star.
Oh, fuck Black Star. I will never defend Black Star. I would rather staple my dick to a burning log than watch Black Star talk. Fuck Black Star.
Damn, okay.
If you hate Black Star, we're homies.
Yeah, he's a little much, but I understand.
Next is Sam, I guess.
That was short-lived. Yeah, Soul Eater fucking sucks. Now, Soul Eater did not suck as much as another anime. I was trying to find the name of it, so I'm going to see if one of you guys know it. Main character, white or silver hair. It has to do with, like, vampires and stuff showing up. I think there's a fat clown guy that's like the main bad guy, and he's going around turning everybody into these like monsters. Is this bringing
D.
any
Gray Man?
D. Gray Man.
Oh, fucking my God.
I hate D. Gray Man, dog. Thank God you
just
that.
Missed Pythes being like, I heard it's fantastic.
I hate D. Gray Man. That shit is so slow.
I did not say that. I said I love the manga. The anime.
Thank you.
Scratch.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well,
thank
good.
You.
Because I watched the anime, and that I was like, I have seen so much like art and anything that has to do with this character, figures, like merch, like all this shit for years. And I finally was like, let me watch Dick Grayman. It's like, it's got to be fucking good. Oh, I could not be more bored than when I was watching that anime. Holy crap.
See, I remember us talking about it a long time ago, and I watched the first episode and just never got back into it.
No, don't even waste your time. Oh,
okay, so not worth.
God damn.
Anime not worth, manga better, right?
Okay, so manga. That is not on my list, by the way, but I just wanted to make a special note.
A special note? Fuck D-Grayman. Fuck that one.
It's in my honorable mentions.
Okay. All right. So my next one is one I know Jose has seen it. But I don't know if you've seen it. I would be surprised if you haven't. Akame ga Kill.
Oh, so it good.
Is one that I put in there.
That one's – I love that show.
Yeah. It's so – I want to rewatch it, to be completely honest.
So I would say if you've watched Bleach and your favorite part of Bleach was like Soul Society Rescue Arc, you know, kind of with the twist with Aizen and where they weren't – sure, like, you know, people were getting glacked, you know? You'll love Akame ga Kill. It's got great sword fights in it. Same sort of thing with kind of weapons with powers as well. They're not, they don't have spirits in them per se, but a lot of ones with weapons with powers, crew forms up and they just kind of fuck shit up. So without spoiling too much, it's about a group of assassins called Night Raid. And that's all I'm going to give you. It's really, really good. They're basically trying to take down a corrupt capital. If you like the sword fighting, you like the twist that Bleach kind of offered there, I think you'll love Akame ga Kill. I can't, part of the enjoyment of Akame ga Kill, I showed it to my girlfriend. You got to go in blind. You got
to
go
have
in
to.
You as just, blind
you
as possible.
Can't see anything else.
Just enjoy the ride. You will love every character that you meet that is part of Night Raid. You will even love the bad guys, which is why I would say it's very similar to the Espada setup because they do eventually form like there's a other bad group also, and you will love those characters as well, and it's really, really good.
That was like my favorite thing about Akame ga Kill is like it made me care about the characters, but it was such a roller coaster. I was like, fuck, I don't know what the hell's gonna happen next, man.
It's really good. And the author, whether you're reading the manga or the anime in this one, they're both incredible on their own. They do have two slightly different endings because it was one of those where the anime ended before the manga. And the manga has a continuation series that is going on right now.
Oh, that's true.
So there's a lot of good stuff to take in there. You're not wrong going manga or anime for Akame ga Kill. Check it out. Totally worth it. Now, Pythies, have you seen it before?
Absolutely. I love Akame ga Kill.
There you go.
It has one of the baddest baddies ever in Ezdeath.
Let's go. Thank you.
I recommended that show to my friend, and he came in like the next day at work, like, yo, so Ezdeath, though, I watched the whole show.
He's like, yep,
so good.
So, and like, once again, no spoilers, because you can't spoil this. It'd ruin everything.
Yeah, definitely.
But like, there were a couple things that happened that churned my stomach in a good way. you see a thing happens and you're not expecting, oh shit, oh fuck, I didn't think they'd actually do it.
Yeah,
the show has balls. They're not afraid to do stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And that's very rare, I feel like, for a lot of anime now. So give it a shot if you got time. It's not that long either, and it's totally done, which is rare in itself as well.
24 episodes, right?
24 episodes, complete story, like all the way through. You'll get the whole thing.
It didn't feel that long.
No,
you go through it so quickly.
All right, Jose.
All right, on to the next one. Continuing with art and style, I gotta go Gurren Lagann.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
It's a
little bit left field, but this is where I start kind of going like, okay, I like this aspect of Bleach. I'm gonna like, you know, maybe say like, you know, Gurren Lagann again. Big cast of characters, you kind of fall in love with them. You know, the main character, all that arc. I'm not gonna spoil it, but if you haven't seen it yet, it's like, come on, dude, what are you doing?
Well, there, I think, is it next year? Because it can't be this holiday season. Next year, they're re-releasing the movies in U.S. theaters, which the movies are all recap movies that recap
there's three
the
of them,
whole
right?
series. Yes, I think so. No, there's two.
Two?
There might be three. I don't know. We've never seen them before because we've been talking about wanting to see them when they come back to theaters. Yeah. But if you don't want to partake in the whole series, they are going to do the movie. The movie has really good animation as well. I've seen clips from it.
So good.
They're going to offer it in 4DX as well when it comes back.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it could be crazy. Gurren Lagann, for us, you know, here at Weebs Guild, it's been our favorite for how long? High school? Maybe.
You showed it to me right out of high school, and I
incredible.
Binged it in like less than a week.
And it's got some of our favorite characters that we're still talking about to this day.
My reason for wearing sunglasses, aside from it being bright as fuck in here.
Also has episode 8 is the saddest thing that's ever happened.
Bro.
So it's got, if you like the kind of character relationships that you get with Bleach, I'm thinking like specifically Byakuya and Ichigo.
Yes,
like
100%
that, kind of
that almost like Big Brother feel.
You will love Gurren Lagann. Now, that being said, for the people out there, I have not shown it to my girlfriend yet because it is, there's Yoko, which is a very famous girl. But
oh, yes. Boy.
Very hard into the almost ecchi sort of side of anime, which a lot of people don't like that side of anime. But she is one of the most badass anime characters of all time.
They do it in Bleach with Ron Giku all the time.
Yeah, I know. So I assume, but it's not to the extent of
Oh,
Yoko.
No. Definitely like, not the poses that we're seeing Yoko in, which, you know, I love it. I have her figure.
Which could be a positive for some of you out there. But if you're watching it with, let's say, a family member, don't know.
Maybe,
you know,
yeah, maybe don't.
They got one of them classic Hot Spring episodes in there. So, you know, maybe just.
Not on Netflix. On Netflix, they like removed it and they turned it into a like recap almost. Or like, did this happen?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I remember I went back and watched it. And on Netflix, it's like, did this really happen?
Wow.
And
I was
like,
I did not know that.
So you have to get the Blu-rays to get the Hot Spring episode.
That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Bullshit. I got that shit on DVD. It comes in three big giant cases.
Yeah, but I mean, my love for Gurren Lagann is it's what got me to love Studio Trigger, and it was just fantastic all the way through. And it's
this
done.
This was before Trigger.
Yeah,
this
it's
was
Gainax.
Days.
Or
Gainax. Gainax back in the day.
Yeah.
And then they have never been able to recapture it since.
Yeah, and then I love the whole manliness of Kamina and everything. Reminds me a little bit of Ishin for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
yeah, for sure.
Just as outgoingness is hilarious.
I think one of my favorite rivals in anything is Viral.
Yeah, he's pretty badass.
And Rossiyu was right.
You're gonna side with him?
No, I just love making people mad. That triggers somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, me.
All right, you want to go to yours, Pythies?
All right, let's see. What the hell did I put next? This one I don't want to talk a whole lot about. I just put FMA Brotherhood.
Okay, I have that one on mine too. But...
easy.
Yeah, and. So I'll let you talk about it, Jose. And my description is it's Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
And also, we talked about it previously, where Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, I mean, I think, is this going to be too weird to say? I think Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood is the hands down best starter anime.
And what I either, see for me,
out of everything,
I tell people either Death Note or Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
I like to add I add Cowboy Bebop into the mix.
No.
See, I used to do that, but now I can't do that anymore.
I did that. I did that for my younger brother, and I was like, "You, I watch Cowboy Bebop. Love Cowboy Bebop. The episodic nature of Cowboy Bebop will immediately turn people off.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are looking for a single line narrative, you know, that goes through the whole thing. Where Cowboy Bebop, you know, they got a goal that they're working towards. They got something that they're doing. But it will turn people away almost instantly. And that's why it's like something with the Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood is like, that sets them up. And then if they go from there and they're like, hey, you know, I'm feeling a little risky, go for it, man.
Yeah.
Go for it.
See, I have
it
down
my angle.
Go ahead.
My angle is I'm doing it as like if you're trying to introduce anime to somebody like my dad, who is almost in his 60s and he's like, what? And he doesn't care about episodic shit at all. I'm like, well, episode one of Cowboy Bebop tells you everything you need to know about the show. If you like that, you like it.
So this is true, and I would maybe say that's a great reasoning. If they are looking at anime from, let's say, maybe a disrespectful standpoint, like the only thing they know of anime is like it's that fucking porn shit, you know? I worked with a manager at Barnes & Noble for a very long time. He was my direct manager, and he hated anime, hated manga, hated both formats of that, thought it was just, you know, trash, basically. One of the ones that he admittedly loved was Cowboy Bebop. Cowboy Bebop. And he was like, just classic, kind of caught it on television one day and was just like, it's fucking awesome. Like, really, really good. Because Cowboy Bebop is definitely more mature and it definitely has a lot more adult themes in it as well.
It's very Western almost.
Very Western. And it's great for like watching an episode and then fucking off.
Yeah,
really good for that.
It's adult without being extreme. There's not a whole lot of swearing or nudity. It's just like you said the word mature. You know, the ending of that episode one is bittersweet, let's just say. And it gives that this isn't your Naruto screaming he's going to be the Hokage. Anime is not your weird cartoon shit.
Yep.
It can
have
anime,
a story.
Not Anime is not a genre, it's a medium.
And yeah. And the movie is one of the best fucking movies I've ever seen.
Oh, it is a really good movie.
Absolutely.
Anyways, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, 10 out of 10 watch for Bleach. Definitely watch it if you haven't seen it yet. One of those ones where I think so many people start on the anime that they know it already and they love it. It's about alchemy. So that's kind of where you're going to get your kind of supernatural side of things is where you'll get that from. It's about two brothers going through the whole thing, which is a neat little different take that we don't normally see.
But I do like that immediately in the first episode, they talk about how, you know, your mom dies. You're not supposed to mess with the laws of God. So they do what any alchemist would do and be like, hey, let's do this. And they pay the ultimate price.
Great, great description.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. Here's the question. Do they watch episode one?
See,
because episode one is like a weird thing that doesn't really come back.
I think if you're a regular anime watcher or you've watched one at least, go ahead and watch that one. Because episode one just basically shows you what they get up to as how powerful they are. And then it takes it back in time.
I think you have to. Because the point of episode one, which maybe more series should do going forward, honestly. Episode one basically shows you the goods, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, hey. Because this is what we talk about with all the other animes. We're like, you know, it kind of is like a slog for a little bit. Whereas with the way that they did episode one, which they did a similar thing with Berserk. Remember where he was already like full on.
He was
like
already
badass. With Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, they do the same thing. Where they're like chasing somebody through a town, right? Is what they're doing. And they're like trying to get catch this guy.
They're in the desert town.
Yeah. Incredible because it shows you like, damn, look at all these powers that they're doing. Like, look at the cool action. And then it hops you back and it's like, here's how it happened.
The beginning of the story. Yeah, here's the real story. Mm-hmm. Learn, love these characters. And the thing I love about it is the philosophy. So in Bleach, we got a lot of that, like, talking. Like we said, the Mayuri thing, talking about perfection, Aizen and the Soul King. They talk about so much crazy shit. They talk about, like, the whole aspect of a god and what humans are. All of that fantastic dialogue.
Yeah, and there's a lot of consequences that happen in Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood from people's decisions where it's really, really good. Really good. It's almost like if you had Urahara and Aizen constantly going at it, like doing weird creations and stuff like that. It's cool. It's really cool.
I mean, the main premise of the show is the main characters dealing with the consequence of, like, a foolish, rash action. Yeah, luckily for them, the consequences made them look super cool.
Yep.
So, yeah, consequences or net positive, really.
I mean, you roll low on the you know, on the D20 die and you still get something cool out of it.
And it's worth saying for me, I'm really big into, you know, when stuff ends well, it ends incredibly well.
I was very happy.
Another
with
one
this.
That is completely done, you get the full story and the final scene, like the climax, is so fucking cool, so emotional. It's awesome. Really, really good. So I can't recommend it enough.
Same. That's why I put it on there. I didn't give any description.
Okay, I'll go next. So I have one. I've talked about this for years on this podcast, on our other podcast that we used to have. And I have historically given the notation that this has some of probably the worst 24 first episodes, okay?
Oh,
fucking
no.
Damn.
Dog shit first 24 episodes. And it's Hitman Reborn, okay?
I've not seen it.
Now, a lot of people have not seen it. I feel like this is probably one of the most popular series that is also unpopular at the same time.
Didn't it get a remake? It's like called Reborn?
I don't think so. I think it's the same show. Just kind of drop the name after a while and just goes to Reborn. So in terms of Bleach relatability, it's got that same sort of regular day Ichigo, who's the main character's name is, we'll just call it, his short name is Suna. Mm-hmm. Suna basically finds out that he is like the heir to this mafia family whose name is Vongola. And he basically has all of his friends from school that he recruits, very similar to like the Ichigo, Orihime, Uryu, Chad. And each one of them he kind of recruits to go to his mafia family. You find out they have powers later. They have some fucking cool fights in this. They have really cool, like, mafia v. mafia family stuff. And it's not, like, guns. It's superpowers. Like, they're all...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Supernatural flames, the lightning powers, they got the whole gambit of stuff. But now here's the giant fucking asterisk, okay? The first 24 episodes, and this is from the manga as well, Hitman Reborn originally started off as a gag manga.
Was it really?
Yes, it was a slice of life gag manga.
Huh.
And so it did so fucking horribly, nobody was liking it. The author hardcore pivoted into a shonen. Like, hardcore. But here's the kicker on that. So it's not like, oh, like, well, can I just start from there? No, because he will never reintroduce the characters that you already met in there. So if you want to get to know the characters from his school, you need to watch those episodes. So you have to slog it. Now, I'm trying to figure out if there is, like, hey, watch episode, you know, 2, 7, 11, like the first introduction of these characters, mm-hmm. and then just skip forward. You know, okay. Just move on with your life. But I don't know. I don't know if there is or not.
There's not a definitive way to do it.
But if you can make it, it took me a long time. I was in high school when I was watching this. I pushed through it because everybody was saying how fucking good it was. I love seeing, like, all the characters look cool. The designs were fucking awesome. Finally made it through. I loved it. I loved it. Once I got done watching, there is one filler arc in it that people are hit or miss on. But when I was watching, I had no fucking idea it was a filler arc. Zero idea. I just thought it was regular arc, and I just went right through. It does not have an ending in the anime, so I will warn you with that. There will be a cliffhanger, but I still think you'll love it a lot, especially if, like, you love kind of like Ichigo and the gang when they invade Soul Society and stuff like that.
Oh, I love that.
You'll love Hitman Reborn. And they do have... So there is a character in the show called Reborn, and he's this tiny baby, like, mafia character. And his voice...
That's the only thing. That is the only thing I've ever seen of that show.
So his voice is also kind of annoying because they give him, like, the high pitch kind of... It's like, oh, okay. But you get used to it. It's really good. He's one of the best characters. I cannot recommend it enough if you can make it past episode 24 or 25. That's all I can say. They also have kind of, like, a cool... like cage match style fight that they do, kind of like a tournament arc. A lot of fun, really good. All the characters are fantastic. They are some of the coolest fucking, like, guy characters in that show. Also, can't recommend enough.
Dude, that, like, that and another show called Black Cat were always on.
Love Black Cat, dog. Black Cat had the fucking coolest fighting style with the guns, where he would, like, use his gun as a sword with the back end of it. It's fucking cool.
That was on the list of shows that were, I'll get to it eventually. And then all of a sudden, it's the 2010s. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I got new stuff to watch.
For us here, it was always Black Cat was on the TV. And then it was Tsubasa Chronicles.
Yeah,
was
Tsubasa and Peach Girl.
Yep.
Peach Girl.
Those were the three that were always on the Funimation channel or something when they had it on, like, Time Warner.
I don't know.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it was always that, like, mm-hmm. It's just a time slot.
Yeah, I know nothing about Tsubasa. My sister watched that one.
Yeah, it's one that's popular with the girls. Yeah. It was Tsubasa and Peach Girl. But it was still good. I never ended up watching the whole thing, but I enjoyed watching the few episodes I saw. It was like a fantasy one. It was cool.
It's part of, I think, like, the Clamp universe where all their weird shit is connected.
Yeah, it is.
Like Cardcaptor Sakura.
It is. Jose,
I think, so he called my...
Yeah, so you got a dupe. So we'll go back to Pythies.
Okay, I'm going to swing for the fences with this weird one. Code Geass.
Oh, interesting.
So I was struggling, and the last one on here, I wasn't struggling, but this one, I had Gurren Lagann. I had Gurren Lagann on here, and I replaced it with Code Geass, because I was like, if you fucking love Aizen, Code Geass is just like Lelouch. Aizen was the main character.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And you are in on Aizen's scheme, but none of the other characters are.
That's a great description.
Yeah, it really is. Mm-hmm.
It came to me today when I was, like, taking a shower.
The shower.
That's one of the best ideas happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not really a big mecha fan, but I fucking love all the robot fights. I love the weird, like, his plans are so stupid, but they work. Like, it is just like, hey, what if Aizen was a teenager and he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing yet? It's like Batman Year One. I always go for the Ichigo, which is why I went, like, Soul Eater and Yu Yu Hakusho. No, wait, Aizen, though. People love Aizen.
Yep.
What if it was just Aizen and also robots and weird magic? And also All Hail Britannia.
All Hail Britannia.
That's a great one. Really good. You tied it all together with the Aizen one. I support 100%. Okay. So my next one, still in kind of the spiritual realm of things, I did Noragami.
I was looking at that one too.
Noragami is the one I went for. One of my old favorites. I watch it and I just took kind of a flyer on it. And I remember loving this show. This one purely picked. They do have sword fights in there. They do use spirit weapons. So there are kind of interesting abilities that happen. But this one's more so kind of like a battle. A lot of times it's a battle between gods. So it's about Yato, who is a minor god, where basically he has no claim to fame, no nothing. And he wants to become famous. Mm-hmm. That's his whole goal. He wants to have his own shrine. He wants to become a famous god. And so he teams up with like a human and then a sword named Yukune. And they kind of go on these adventures and combat dark spirits. And you find out more about Noragami. So it's a little bit kind of a mix of Kenshin as well, where you find out the main character, Yato, he's kind of a badass back in the day. And now he's kind of just like, oh, just kind of goofy guy, kind of laid back out. So if you like sword fights, if you like the spiritual aspect of Bleach, you'll like this one a lot. There's a whole bunch of talk about a hidden world that's intertwined with the human world, which kind of like soul society. There's a lot of the dark spirits are kind of like hollows that they fight as well. So it's really good. The humor in it is really incredible as well. If that is one of your favorite parts of Bleach, you'll definitely appreciate Noragami. It's definitely more spirit and god kind of facing. There's some cool lore that happens in the world. So if you kind of like the lore of the Soul Society and, well, you know, the cycle of death and that kind of stuff, I highly recommend checking out Noragami. And there's two seasons. Actually, there might be a third.
I think there's three.
Because there's Noragami and then there's Noragami Arigato, I believe is what it's called, or something, or Arigato. That one has a lot of action in it, that second season. So I remember liking that one a lot. Two banger seasons. Can't vouch for the third one. But if you like the spiritual aspect of Bleach and you like the sword fighting, you will like Noragami. The humor will carry you all the way through also. Really good show.
I have not seen it, but I've heard really good things about it.
Yep.
Total swing for the fences on this one, but I did. Is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon?
I see it.
Okay, you see it? Okay.
But hey, now, let me just stop real quick. I don't want to interrupt your spiel, Jose, but I was on a flight and we were going, where the fuck were we going? We were flying somewhere. It doesn't matter. And I had to watch something on my iPad. I was like, what am I going to watch? I was like, man, I have not seen the third season of Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in the Dungeon? Mm. Let me go ahead and go with that one. Just tits. Instantly just tits.
Okay, it wasn't just me on that.
And I was just like, I turned it off. I was like, and I can't watch it in the plane anymore. I'm done. I was like, that's just too embarrassing. Now, with that story as the precursor, I think it's fantastic anime. But I watch it in private.
Yeah, the first time I saw it, like even with just the first episode, I fell in love with it. It's just like a boy meets girl. Now I want to be like, I want to save everybody kind of thing. And the relationships between the gods, like it's a whole world full of gods and each god has like a familia or a family. And this one kid named Belle is the only one with Hestia, the big titted bitch with the ribbon.
Yep. You've seen her everywhere. She was, yeah, she's season all, one. She was all
plastered everywhere. Yeah. But it just kind of takes off from there. He falls in love with that. I forgot her name.
Ice Wallenstein.
Yeah. He falls in love with her, which is pretty badass.
And she's the most, like, she's the top ranked adventurer, whatever they're called in that world. Yeah, cool. Really cool.
The humor and everything is pretty much the same. It's really good.
It's kind of would be similar, kind of like to Ichigo's journey, where, you know, when he first finds out about the Soul Reaper world and that stuff, and he starts from the bottom and he kind of builds his way up in strength.
Exactly. Except
Ichigo goes very, very quickly. Same sort of thing. And they have levels to this dungeon that they're trying to conquer. A little bit Sword Art Online. Really incredible world building that happens within there. Very etchy, though.
Yeah.
Very, very etchy.
It's a little bit on the etchy side, but it's like if you're willing to watch it or if you're alone, go ahead and take care of it that way. Yeah. And then my last one I put was Tokyo Revengers. Because Ichigo just wants to save his friends, man.
Okay, that's a grab on that one. Yeah, that's why.
That's why I left that one at the end. I'm like, yeah, your boy's just trying to grab
honorable
it.
Mention.
Honorable mention.
But I mean, we love Tokyo Revengers here.
It's just so good. And gang mentality, as in just taking care of yourselves and stuff. That's just Ichigo and the gang. They all want to protect each other and save, like, you know, their world.
Sure. And Tokyo Revengers is a deep story one. So maybe you watch Bleach and like, man, I wish it was a little bit, I don't know. There's some deep storylines in Bleach. But maybe you're like, hey, I wish there was time travel and, crossing back and forth. Tokyo Revengers is very, very good. Well, it's a lovable cast of characters, both when he hops in the future and when he goes to the past. Girls love Tokyo Revengers, mm-hmm. which is a great one as well. If you're someone who watched Bleach and you fall in love with Uryu, Ichigo, Rukia, Rinji, lots of hot men in Tokyo Revengers, okay? Now, they are underage for half of it, so watch yourself.
Yeah, but yeah. When they control go to yourself,
the,
ladies.
When they go to the future, fair or game. Men. Fair game. Do whatever you want. But yeah,
Tokyo Sam, Revengers what are you good. Talking about? Okay. What are you talking about? So, bitches, no, bitches always be thirsting over Byakuya.
That is true.
You're right. Even Rukia does it, as we talked about.
I mean, that last Halloween episode was a little weird.
Yeah. Pythes, you want to hit it with the last one?
Yeah, so we talk a lot about, well, I guess we did in Fullmetal Alchemist, about consequences, and specifically Ichigo and his consequences. So I put Fate Unlimited Blade Works.
Okay. I was waiting for you to put this one on the list.
Yeah, because I told you guys I was gonna. And at first, that was a joke. And then I started to think about it, like, fuck, this is actually a really good idea.
So I have a quick question for you before you start. Quick question.
Go for me.
Do you think that is the closest? Because for people who don't know, there's a lot of Fate series that intertwine all over the place. Is that the best version that relates to Bleach?
To Bleach. A lot of people say to start with Fate Zero, but that doesn't have the Bleach vibe.
Okay. All right.
And I love Fate Zero, so that's just coming from me. But specifically, Ichigo just wants to save his friends and stopped being fucked with, right? Fucking Emi Ashiro just wants to save people. He just wants to be a hero. And Unlimited Blade Works, specifically his personal villain slash antagonist for this route of fate, is just, hey, what if you did see that through? And it sucks ass to save everybody.
Nice.
Time to have a moral debate with the craziest animation you've ever seen.
Yo, that animation be lit. Pythes be sending me fucking TikTok clips all the time.
Fate always has really, really good animation.
What studio does Fate?
Ufotable.
Ufotable.
Yeah.
Ufotable. Clover Works, too.
Yeah, they knock it out of the park every fucking time. And if you watch Fate Unlimited Blade Works and then you're like, hey, that's kind of cool, they have like an option for everything that you would want to see. Like, they bring all these legendary heroes back. So there is like four or five different anime routes. And they're all really good. Really, really good. That are their own encapsulated story. A lot of people love Fate Zero. Fate Apocrypha was another one that was really good. There's a lot to digest in that. And there's multiple versions of Fate Unlimited Blade Works, too. So it's good.
Yeah, I actually this is going to get me some hate from the Fate fans. A certain fight that you have in a castle is done better in the movie than in the anime. And people are going to be so pissy about it. It's better.
Okay. All right. I know exactly what fight you're talking about. Interesting.
I think that's about... Oh, yeah. Also, the characters are fucking amazing. Lancer's the best character that's ever
Love
been.
Love Lancer.
I can't say. I haven't seen it yet.
I thought you only watched Fate Zero. Did you watch Unlimited Blade Works?
Yep. I've watched Unlimited Blade Works, Apocrypha, Fate Stay Night. And I think that's it.
Damn. All right. We got to get you on the Heaven's Feel movies. You know, yeah, so I've you not can seen feel those. Mad.
I have seen I don't know if it's Heaven's Feel. I saw the first movie that had this isn't a spoiler, but it had a dark version of Saber in it.
That's, I think the second Unlimited Blade Works. No, not a second Heaven's Feel movie.
Okay. I saw one of those, and she was like at the tail end is when they ran into her.
Okay. That was the first one.
Okay. That's the one I saw.
That's the one where they go, hey, what budget? Lancer's the best character for all my FGO fans. I got that motherfucker to bond 10.
Nice. It
took forever. I stand by Last Stand coup. That dude saved my ass in the Lost Belt so much.
Yeah, we can't really die. We don't play that game. But okay.
No. If you want the Fate Grand Order experience, just watch the OVA Fate Grand Order First Order on Netflix. And then just watch the Babylon anime.
Okay. All right. On to my last one, and then I have a couple of recommendations from you guys. I took a poll earlier, asked what you guys are watching as Bleach fans, what you guys think they should watch next, from all kinds of different fucking platforms. So my last one, and this is more so just my current crusade to get everybody to watch this because I loved it so much, Blood Blockade Battlefront. I don't know if you...
I haven't watched it yet. Okay. I've heard you mention it multiple times.
I watched a couple episodes and I like the opening, but I have not seen all of it yet.
Cool. Okay. So let me give you guys a quick little rundown. Firstly, it is made by the same guy that did Trigun. So immediately love it. 10 out of 10. And it's about a world where basically New York City gets taken over by like otherworldly beings. Not necessarily taken over, but they now coexist in New York City. And it's become titled as Hell Salem's Lot. And classic kind of like America melting pot, you know, where now there's this group that kind of goes through and they correct things, you know, where it's like, oh, maybe like there's otherworldly beings that are being too suspicious, that they're doing little scams, or they're like taking people's souls in like games. They go through and they basically kind of like assassins, for better or for worse, but it's about an organization that's called Libra, and they basically go around and they keep the peace on both sides in the city. And the action sequences are fucking incredible in this. It follows a group that goes around, kind of similar to A Comedy Got Kill, but comedy is really good. The action sequences are super fucking good. The supernatural bits, they have both like slow kind of philosophical episodes, and then they have full on where they just go ape shit and they fight each other. It's really, really cool. It's very reminiscent of Ichigo and Friends in the early ones. If they basically, how can I best say, if they basically took the Soul Reaper world and all of a sudden it combined with Karakura Town and they're okay, like, fuck it, we're just going to live like this now. That is what Hell Salem's Lot is, and it's really, really cool. It's, I mean, I can't say enough. They have different powers that they use with blood that a lot of characters do, which is they very similar to like, you know, your classic Bankai and your Shikai experience. It's awesome. And it has two seasons. The first season had an anime-only ending because it was getting too close to the manga. The second season adapts the manga. The manga's still ongoing, but the second season has one of my favorite anime endings of all time, and it's really good.
Okay.
Really, okay. Really, really good. So it's the music in it is good. The animation is good. The story through is good, and you will love every single character that you meet inside of, you know, inside of the whole world, really. There's even people outside of the Libra organization that you're going to like. Can't recommend it enough. I skipped this. My favorite also comes up. You're either going to see this Blood Blockade Battlefront or Kekkai Sensen is the other name that a lot of people refer to it as. Same series. Then the sequel is called Blood Blockade Battlefront and Beyond. It's the second season. So
okay,
check it out. It's really, really good. If you love Trigun at all, which is one of my favorite of all times, check it out. You'll love it.
I'll tell people, even if you don't check it out, please just watch the opening. Yep, opening that one good? Is so good.
Yep.
It's that good.
The ending is also really good. So yeah, just check out both. They're both really fucking good, and it just runs through the whole show. I can't recommend enough. If you've not seen it, it's two seasons. I think they're only 12 episodes a pop. So give it a shot. You'll like it. The characters are fucking awesome, and the colors are fucking vibrant as hell. It's really nice.
Dude, I heard those songs, and I immediately went to go download them.
Nice.
They're so good, dude. They're so good.
And before that, I have a couple of honorable mentions.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, I already talked about D. Gray Man. Rurouni Kenshin.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, classic. I mean, samurai.
Yeah, sword fighting is fantastic. Shishio is fucking cool.
Are you watching the new one, by the way, the remake?
I'm waiting till it's done.
Okay. Yeah, I might do the same thing. The first arc with Shishio is fucking awesome.
It's the best. It's so good. I honestly think it should have ended there.
Yeah. Don't watch that last season. That's all filler and not canon. They're gonna adopt the actual manga ending with this new anime.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay.
You guys have no idea how fucking cool the manga gets in the end. So this one I couldn't recommend just because I hadn't finished the anime because it's not done. Shaman King.
Dude, Shaman King, I was about to put that one on my list.
Yeah, so it's like, so I good. Love the manga. The original anime has like a weird anime only ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this new anime isn't done yet. So I'll say Shaman King, but I can't put my all behind it. I didn't watch season two, but I really liked Blue Exorcist.
I was thinking about that one too.
My other one I was thinking of, there was Blue Exorcist that I was potentially going to put on there, or Seraph of the End was going to be my other one I was going to throw on there.
Shaman King, D. Gray Man, Blue Exorcist, and Rurouni Kenshin are honorable mentions, but I couldn't. They didn't fit the theme.
All right. A couple of final recommendations from the people at home. So I asked you guys on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere. I was like, Bleach fans, what are you guys watching? Bleach is done. What do you guys recommend? What's out there? So a couple of interesting comments from some of you guys. So this is from Batman's GSS. He says, Shigaruri or Death Frenzy? Have you guys heard of either one of those?
No, I have not.
So I have
I
not
feel
either.
Like I have.
Okay. You might have. So they said show or manga is good. And the anime itself only covers 1/4 or 1/3 of the overall story. And he says he was fucking hooked on that show.
Damn, so, okay.
Interesting to note. I've not heard or seen. It might be the same anime, maybe just translated it to Death Frenzy. He gives it a big 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, I did watch this. This one's really fucking weird.
I love that. He's like, wait a minute.
I watched a couple episodes. It's about like a dudes who are crippled and blind and like a guy with his foot that's fucked up and they're having like an honor duel. Really interesting, actually.
Okay.
I kind of like that.
All right. Well, check that out. That's from Batman's GSS. That recommendation is not from us, so I don't want to hear shit about that one.
Yeah, so like I'll set the scene for you. Some dudes are watching like a sword fight, and they're like, why do they have real swords and not wooden swords? And that's when the show starts. It's crazy.
Nice.
Okay. Next recommendation from Jimmy4905IFY is Dororo. Have you guys seen Dororo?
I've seen a lot about it, and it's the lizard head guy, right?
No, that is...
That's Doro Hey Doro, which is also great. Doro Hey Doro is amazing.
Okay, cool.
So Dororo is a samurai anime, and it's about basically this this samurai where basically he has to battle demons or like spirits to earn back parts of his body.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so parts of his body are like wooden and they're tools. So like a lot of times he'll start running and he'll like whip out a fucking blade that comes out of his knee and his leg will fall off and he fights like that.
That's pretty
and
cool.
As he slays more, he gets back his original body parts. So he starts off the anime, I think, not even being able to talk. He doesn't have a tongue.
Damn, he's like Naraku.
Yeah. And then as he gets it through, but he travels around with this little boy. And that it's kind of like Logan almost, where he travels around with his little boy. And at the very end, it was a while ago when I saw it, the goal is to kill the father, I think, who's like an emperor. And he came out deformed, and so they threw him down the river, and of course he survived. So he's been trying to build up this strength to get back his body and then eventually take down his father. I didn't really like it. I watched the whole thing. It was also a little bit episodic, where the stories are contained episode to episode, but obviously they have the grand goal of getting body parts back. It just felt really slow to me on certain parts. The climax was good at the end, but it didn't save the show for me. I wouldn't have recommended it, but I know a lot of people do like Dororo.
So from what I have been told, it's because it was by Osamu Tezuka.
Oh, okay.
So this is an adaptation of like one of the OG mangas. So it would be episodic. It didn't look like something I would enjoy, but you know, it like the animation seemed pretty good.
Animation's very good. Another one from YKTV's Poof. He just says, I'm currently watching Gen V on Amazon Prime, which is the
Gen V?
The boys.
Yeah.
The boys TV show. So, yeah, I didn't want to throw that one in there. I thought that was a little off brand, but okay. Can't recommend The Boys enough, though. The Boys is really good. Agent TD0096, he says Yu Hakusho, specifically Dub, Black Clover, and Inuyasha,
okay,
of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Inuyasha's too long.
Yeah, but Inuyasha's good. I like Inuyasha. If you want something that's super long and in a fantasy world with the demons and the spirits, yeah, Inuyasha's good.
Hey, girls love it, too, because of the little romance and everything that happens throughout the whole series.
I will say Sesshomaru is still super cool.
Yeah,
badass. I love Sesshomaru, dude.
And I love that it's a show where they will just call out the names of their attacks.
Yeah.
And all of Inuyasha's attacks are the coolest things it's ever been. Iron Reaver, Soul Stealer, Blades of Blood, Adamant, Barrage, Wind Scar.
That's the coolest. Brad Manuel comes. He's been watching a lot of anime, including Yu Hakusho, Berserk, and One Piece. Pythies?
Live action's pretty good.
So here's a good comment from TrashLeet8776. He says, I personally feel that JJK and Black Clover are the new shonen that took the most influence from Bleach. Jujutsu Kaisen's curses and domain expansions are probably inspired by Hollows and Bankais, while the captains of the Magic Knights from Black Clover are inspired by the 13 Court Guard squads.
Domain expansion seems a whole lot like a reality marble from Fate, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, but you could also see how they maybe would have taken that. Maybe they saw Tozen's
Bankai. They're like, that's it.
Hey, isn't that fucking cool? And then they just went from there.
Kind of similar to... What's that weird mode Byakuya does when he summons all the swords around you?
Oh, yeah, that too. Yep. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, exactly.
Cool. I wish he did that more.
Yeah. So those were the comments off of our YouTube. So shout out to you guys if you're watching that. If you didn't know, you can watch the video of this on YouTube. So check it out. Now moving over to Instagram, we have a couple of different ones here. This is from everybody's favorite clothing brand, Hunt's Chop. This says Cyberpunk Edgerunners. Which I don't know how much that necessarily relates to Bleach.
But it's what he's watching.
But his favorite anime that's not Bleach, he said Cyberpunk Edgerunners. So, which it's is a also good a good shout. And the ending is very, very good. But not necessarily in the same ballpark.
I love it, though.
It's a good show. It's a good show with the worst girl as the lead. I don't like Lucy.
That's fair.
I think she's boring.
We have Loud FRM 9000, who reiterates Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Outro Lobo says Darker Than Black.
Oh, okay. Yep,
which that, I know is also another one that our boy Gabe said as well. Gabe, Darker Than Black, which is a fantastic one season anime.
Josh loved that one.
Yes, Josh did love Darker Than Black.
I got to rewatch Darker Than Black. That show was great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really good.
The idea of having a price for your powers is done super well.
Yeah. Super fucking cool. There's a couple of nasty scenes that happen based off of that. Holy shit.
It's for anybody that doesn't know, like, you have, there's a certain price every character has to pay to use their powers every time. There's a guy who has to, like, break his finger every time he uses it.
That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah. It's nasty.
Sounds like Deku.
There's a lady that has to, like, I think swallow something and spit it the fuck out, and not in a sexy way, in a kind of way.
Yeah.
Of course, there's, like, some chick who's like, you lose all your clothes when you teleport.
That's hilarious.
And there's... And my favorite one is the British guy who hates smoking. His price is he has to smoke a cigarette. That made me laugh every time.
And the fight scenes in it are also really, really good. So it's awesome. Can't recommend Dark and the Black enough.
Don't watch that second season.
Oh, well, there's not another one. So Hollow_Noir says Attack on Titan or One Piece are the two that he would recommend, which... Attack on Titan's a great one. Also, a bit more mature themes to it.
Very political.
Yeah. So maybe if your favorite thing of Bleach is the political system, give Attack on Titan a shout. Otherwise, it's got really fluid animation, especially for the first three seasons. It's really, really
damn good.
Attack on Titan is another one of those where I'm like, if you're trying to get like an older relative into anime, that first episode is going to show you it's not for kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good shout. Moving over to, I believe this is Twitter now. I Like Cheese comes in with Kengan Ashura, Dr. Stone, Naruto, Fire Force, Baki is another one that he just got into and they're enjoying so far. All good shouts. All really popular anime.
I love Dr. Stone.
Baki is one of the animes that's going around my work right now.
Everybody's watching it.
I think it's because it's a Netflix
anime.
It. Everybody's really into Baki right now. And then Davo Locked In comes in and says, Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan, Code Geass, or Dragon
Ball.
Dragon Ball. You know, the father of all shonen. So there you go.
You know what? A lot of people these days haven't seen Dragon Ball.
No. All right. Yeah. Give Dragon Ball a shot. Wade comes in with a good one, which I think this is similar adult themes to this. Probably would get your Hollow Ichigo fix from this show, Parasite.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I definitely see that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So really good one. I loved watching Parasite when I was watching the first time. And if you like the aspect of kind of having that other creature within you who's just like a fucking killer, Parasite is really good. Really, really good.
Also, I really like the development of the main character from kind of super lame to really cool.
You kind of get the Aizen reveal in the main character where like he slicks back his hair and all of a sudden he's a badass. You get that exact thing.
He goes from the worst to, you know, fuck this character. Can we get a new one? To, oh, he's him.
Yeah. It's him. Yeah, he actually does. One of our boys, Mugetsu, chimed in. And he goes, Yu, of course, that's easy. Ergo Proxy, which I don't know if any of you guys watched that one.
I've heard the name, but I've never seen it.
Pythes? I've heard of it, never seen it.
It is a, like, hardcore sci-fi anime with, like, really heavy themes, almost like think Matrix.
Ooh, okay.
I tried to watch it because it's like this gets recommended a lot with like Ghost in the Shell and kind of heavy deep stuff like way back in the day. Fucking boring. So boring.
I'm too stupid to understand sci-fi. I stick to fantasy.
Yeah, I told Mugetsu that I thought it was just a little boring. He's like, because you have a small brain. I was like, all right, that's fair. He also recommended Kengan Ashura, Fate, and then Kuroko no Basket. I'm assuming is what that one is.
Kuroko no Basket's pretty good.
Yeah. And then our last ones from some of you guys are off of our Facebook, which did you know we even had one?
Didn't know.
We have from Walfred Jimenez. He has Fire Force, which is one of Josh's favorites. If he was here, he would have creamed over it. Attack on Titan.
Like it too.
Chainsaw Man, which that's also a fucking obvious one that you could do. Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer. Tristan Hill comes in and he wants to add Dororo to the list as well. He says he also likes Attack on Titan. And then Jose Galivez comes in and says Dragon Ball is his favorite of all time, but he is just now getting around to watching Jujutsu Kaisen, Paradise, which is another really popular one. I just has missed my radar. I've not watched Hell's Paradise. And Zom 100 is another one that he's really liking right now, which is another Shonen Jump title, I believe, Zom 100, that's supposed to be really good. I know Hell's Paradise, the first few episodes that came out, everybody was talking about nonstop, and then never heard about it again.
Actually, for both of those, Hell's Paradise and Zom 100, I read a bunch of the manga, so I'm waiting for the anime to catch up.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, both are good shouts, and both are super, super popular. I know a couple stuff going on right now. Like, I want to watch Undead Unluck. That's another
show that's coming on right now,
and it looks really, really good. There's a lot of good stuff coming out right now that you use to fill the void with, but I think definitely the best shots, if you want something that you know you're going to like, any of the ones that we listed previously in the video, they're easy slam dunks. We didn't really go deep into the anime trenches for those. There's not going to be any stuff fucking, you know, you've never heard of this before, but any of that stuff, it's popular for a reason. Check it out. Don't be one of the guys that want to watch something because it's popular, but, you know, watch it. And they're good. You'll have good times with anything that we recommended today.
I was one of those people that almost missed Attack on Titan because I was like, oh, it looks kind of lame and everybody's talking about it. I bet it's trash.
I just refused to get into it because there was such a huge gap between the seasons that I was like, yeah, that ain't going to be me.
Luckily, I got in like right, like a year before season two came out, so I didn't have to wait that long. But it was still like, I was like, this is great. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, it's a great one, and it's kind of, you know, like, as much as I would hate to equate it, it is the Game of Thrones of anime. Like, it really, really is.
100%.
And watching it, I think we watched the fourth season. Me and my girlfriend watched it week to week. It was a great experience. Really, really good, with, like, the mysteries unraveling, what's going to happen, what's going to... It's super, super good. There's some people that, like, if it's popular, they don't want to fucking watch it. Don't let it stop you. Enjoy.
Yeah, and I have one more thing. I actually asked one of my buddies, because I was struggling to come up with five things. Eventually, they all came to me. So this is from my friend who wanted to go by the alias Reaper Z.
Nice.
Now, is it Reaper Z or Reapers?
No, nice. Reaper and then Z. That's my,
that's his,
my boy.
His last name is Z.
No, that's his first name.
All right. Well, okay. Now we just narrowed it down. How many people have the first name that starts with a Z? Jose, you just outed his ass, dog.
Shh. That was Pikey, so confirmed.
Yeah. I asked him, hey, when I talk about this, what do you want me to call you? You want me to call you my friend Z? And he goes, nah, call me Reaper Z.
I like it.
Okay.
You get, and I told him what I had, and he goes, Demon Slayer, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Fire Force, and Soul Eater.
Yeah.
And I said, I will put Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood on the list. Thanks, bro. and then we talked about Goblin Slayer.
Love Goblin Slayer too.
Love it.
Wouldn't recommend it to go from Bleach to Goblin Slayer because that first episode is a turnoff for people.
Holy shit. Oof.
That was the real... I read that in the manga. That's why I kept reading because I was like, this is fucked. I got to keep going.
Misery. You love it.
All right. Well, shout out to Reaper Z. So, wow. Great, great picks. I feel like Soul Eater leads right into Fire Force, so this kind of goes hand in hand. It was there. Thank you guys for watching. As always, if you guys have any recommendations that we didn't cover, we pretty much covered the spectrum. So if you guys have any underground hits that we didn't mention here, what do you think someone who likes Bleach, someone who maybe watched Bleach for the first time and wants to get into anime further, what would you recommend them? If you have one shot to give them anything, let us know. Leave them in the YouTube comments. DM us on Instagram. There's still a poll going up on our story right now that you can take a look at. Hit us up on anywhere. I'll retweet them. Let us know. Of course, we hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, follow us on Apple, wherever you guys are listening to. We will see you guys next time for another Bleach Boys podcast. Bye, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.